And it, we'll leave out the third verse, but if we go back and if we look at that third verse, that's got the best meaning in it, in the whole thing. But
then in this case, it was 5 or 6. But anyway, but, I know the words because it's true.
So pretty, like that song. Where is it done?
They have to walk the
night. I saw the light.
The watchers. Take those options. Then you wait for somebody to talk to you.
No, you talk to a name, you don't know whether it's a machine you're talking to, or you're talking to it.
Put it this way, if I answer one, half of my way, somebody will. If I answer one, it's four and I hang up. They want me bad enough, they call me mess, then I'll talk to them. It's an easy job.
I pass right now, and I'll give it to her.
No,
she counts. I change pocket books. That's what costs my money.
I'm trying to find something I've seen yesterday, and I read it to Shelby this morning. If I can find it. Yeah, the only vitamin that a Christian needs is to be one.
It's for me, for me.
No, it's the be one.
Be one.
Yeah. I tell you, you know, it is, I tell you, you know, some of these, I mean, they got some crude ones on here too, but I ain't gonna get into all of them, but I tell you. But they do have some good ones. And I'm trying to find. Feeding people, body and soul. Pray for those in need. Then put legs on your prayers. God is awesome. So why not trust Him? God caters. Come in and eat. But there was another thing here I really liked. How many of you, when you talk to somebody and they ask you for this and that and everything like that, and they say, you know, sometimes you'll say, well, my ship hadn't come in. Mine has too. But that's all right. The Lord's got it. But you know, but I like this one about talking about the gold. Looking for gold, heaven's streets are filled with it. but that's not the one I. Oh man, where was it at? Might have been on 3. Oh, me. Well, maybe I'll think of it between now and then. Will anyone be in heaven because of you? A good pill to swallow is your pride. Oh, me. But if you will, this evening, turn to over there in the book of Psalms, and in chapter 26. Now this one right here, I've seen it before, and I forgot about it, but they've got it right here, and it may be where they got it from, when they put it on the church sign. But it's talking about, speaking about a strong church. A strong church will bring about a strong nation. And we definitely need a strong nation. You know, even though we got individuals out here, people out here that is doing what some of the things that they think that they may be doing that's right. But the thing about it is that it's not right. It's just not right at all. But and I am here. Pray to me, God. I am here. Pray to me, God. God's here. He wants to hear our prayers. He wants to hear us talk to Him. You know, and right here, it says, in Psalms chapter 56, Psalms 56, and it says, I'm going to start reading with verse 1. I'm going to go down, I might read the whole chapter, number 13 verses. But it says in verse 1, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up, he fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemy would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou most high, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I will have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words, and their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps. When they wait for my soul, shall they escape my iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people of God. Thou tellest me my wandering. Put thou my tears into thy bottle, and they not in thy book. When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemy turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God I will praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me. O God, I will render praise unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. In verse 10 in the 57th chapter says this, "For thy mercy is great unto the heaven, and thy truth unto the cloud. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." Our Father, we want to thank you, Lord, today that we can be back here tonight, Father, and be in your house. And Father, we know, Lord Jesus, it's a privilege and it's an honor to where we can be here tonight and where we can be here to reading thy word. But not only that, Father, but where we are here amongst your people. And Father, and I still believe this day that these people, the Lord that I minister to and I try to help them and everything, and Lord, I honestly believe in my heart and soul that these are some of your very choice servants, oh Lord, that you have. And Father, I believe I know each and every one of their hearts tonight in knowing, Lord God, what they want for this church and Father, for Faith Baptist. They want your life to be lifted up. Not because we lift it up, but because of what Jesus done at Calvary. And Lord, we just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart that you made a way, oh Father, for me that I could go to under conviction, that I could ask Jesus to save my soul and be the Lord of my life. Father, I thank you for that. I love you so much for that. And yet, Father, I know that it did not cost me anything. I did not have to give up anything. The only thing that I had to do was accept you as you are. Because you bled and died for this sinner boy right here. I trust you for that. I thank you for that. And I love you for that. Now, Father, tonight, as we try to dig in here in your word, help us, Father, that we may be able to speak what you've laid on our hearts. And Father, if it's something else that you want me to say besides of some things that I believe that need to be said, I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit will take complete control of my heart, take complete control of my mind, and take complete control of my tongue and my voice box, that what I say this evening will lift up your Son, Jesus Christ, will honor him, and it would also honor you, Father. Lord, I want to thank you, and yes, and I do love you. It ain't that I want to love you. I do love you. I know I can love you more at times. But I thank you, Father, where you're going to have that closeness that we can have. That we can walk so close to you that if we just make the step, and when we do, that we become off balance and we may sway one way or the other. We may lean forward or we may lean backwards. But Father, ever what way we lean, Lord, you are right there to catch us and to catch me, Father. where I don't have to worry about falling. And yes, Lord, if I happen to fall and hit the floor, or if I happen to fall and hit the ground, I know that you're still there. We pray tonight that you'll draw us all a little closer to thee tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Tonight, I want to look at some things. I think I preached, well, I didn't preach about it, but I preached around it here the other week. And that was over there in the book of, I think it's in the book of Matthew. I think it is. If it's not, it's in one of the Gospels, I do know that. But the Lord just gave me that a few minutes ago, to say this. That there are two specific words in the Bible that we can hold to. And as we hold to them truths and what them two words say, we can have that fellowship with the Lord Jesus that we haven't had in a long time. And what are those words? It's where Jesus wept, the two words. Jesus wept. Jesus did not just say that Jesus cried. Does not say that where Jesus just shedded a tear. No, it said that Jesus wept. He wept over Jerusalem. And he's wept over the people that is on this earth. He has wept over each and every soul. And when I'm speaking about wept, I'm talking about the Lord Jesus won't just crying and just shedding a tear. But he was out bawling. He was sobbing. Because he did not want no one to go to this place called hell. But we know that each tear that we even shed, we need to shed it in a way to where we are weeping over that individual soul. That we are weeping over our family that will not listen. They will not come to church. They will take everybody else's advice, I hear. They said, I don't need to go to church. All I have to do is stay home on Sunday. And I can listen to Charles Stanley. I can listen to Hagee and all of them. I can listen to Jonathan Falwell. I can listen to all of them. I can get enough gospel. I can get enough to carry me on through the week. No, you can't. They cannot get enough. They cannot get it what the church can give them. Because the church, the local church, that's where we're supposed to be at, is in the local church, in the house of God. Because that's where the rubber meets the road, is in the local church. That is when the people care for you. That's when the pastor will care for you. That's when the pastor will go that extra mile for that individual. And that's when you got the people in the church. And then if something comes up, and if you happen to be sick, or if you happen to lose your job or something like that, you can always count on people in the church lifting you up and praying for you. We need to have prayer today. We need more people to pray for. We don't need just a few people praying anymore. We need people to pray. And we need people not just to pray, but we also need people to weep. And we need to peep. Hey, what's wrong with this altar?
You know what? This altar right here, this carpet right here, should be soaked with the tears of the people, the way it had to be replaced, where we could just take it and we could just take it up. And we won't leave anything behind. Why? Because the tears, our tears, has touched the altar. Did you realize in our tears, each tear that we shed has salt in it? It has salt. What does salt mean? Preserves. It preserves you. It preserves that can of fruit that you have. It preserves that ham that you have and you put out there in the shed. You'll salt that ham down. And when you salt it down, it can be outside. It can be curing outside. And the flies can get all over it. The bugs can get all over it. But it will not stay there. They will not stay there. And you can take it and you can take all this salt off of that ham. And when you do, you can take and you can cut that ham. And you're talking about something tasting good. Hallelujah. It tastes good. Same way with tears. Same way with weeping. When we go to the Lord Jesus Christ, when we get into that closet, when we get behind that door, and when we go to God, when we go to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we just ask Him, say, Lord, I have someone on my heart. And Lord, they're lost. And they're sick. They're most lost. They're sin sick. But Father, yes, they're also sick in body too. Lord, I don't want them to die and go to hell because I don't know how much longer they got to live. Nobody does. No doubt there's people where their name and their picture was in the obituary column this past week. A week ago, they weren't thinking about dying. They was thinking about what they was going to be doing this weekend. They was going to be thinking about what they're going to be doing next week. And they have never given God 1 ounce of anything. And they say, God won't bless me. You're right, God won't bless an individual. If they don't want to be blessed, then God's not going to bless them. And the only way God is going to bless the people is that you have to, some way, bring a blessing to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's for the lost and for the saved also. And for the lost, what the Lord wants from them, they just want them to believe and trust in Him and ask Him to save their unworthy and their dying soul, that they will not have to die and go to hell, that they can be lifted up and they can lift up the name of Jesus. And yes, praise God, they can go into the work the next day. And they can say, guess what happened to me last night? What happened to you? I thought you were supposed to come over to the house anyhow. He said, well, you know something? He said, I was aiming to. But then it was two individuals showed up at the house. I didn't know them. And they just showed up. And I didn't want to run them away. I didn't want to tell them I had to be somewhere. Because I didn't have to be here at a certain time. Guess what happened to me last night? What happened? What happened to you? He said, one of them men told me something that I did not know. What was that? Did they bring you anything? Did he bring like the publisher's clearinghouse? Did he come on a van? Did he bring you roses? And then did they present you with the $1 million check? No. Whole lot better than that. Whole lot better than that. He said, well, what happened? He said, somebody told me about Jesus. He said, oh, no, don't tell me. You're going to be on one of these religious things that they got going out here now. I mean, every time you turn around, you got somebody coming and knocking on your door. You got them doing this, and they saying that and everything. And you even got the Jehovah Witnesses coming. With a Jehovah Witness, they don't even know anything about God. The religious crowd, yes, the religious crowd, they the one that's going to die and go to hell. They're not going to heaven because the religious crowd is not going to heaven. It's the Christian. The Christian. Because, see, the religious crowd, they cannot live a life that would be pleasing to the Lord Jesus. They will not live a life that will honor God. Why? Because they always got in the back of their mind, what can I do today and I can get by with it? Ain't a thing we can do. Nothing we can get, nothing that we can do, and we're going to get by with it. God sees everything. God knows everything. And God is everywhere around. He knows it all. And there's no need in us coming up and trying to wear ourselves to death to try to figure out a lie to tell Him. Because that's what it's going to be. I'm going to just tell you like it is. If we tell God something, and we know it's not true, it's a lie. Where did we learn that from? We learned that from the devil. How did we learn it from the devil? Because the devil is a liar. And he is the father of lies. He's the one that introduced the people and mankind to lying. Jesus Christ, He's a man of truth. He's a man of love. Satan, the father of lies. And he's the father of all hatred. And he's the father of all pride. He is the father of all these things that do not represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Some days, I'm just being honest with you, some days I just don't feel right. I just don't think that I've honored Him that much that day. But I sure am thankful. I sure am thankful that when He saved my soul, I'm so thankful that the Lord Jesus didn't say to me, he said, well, Donnie, I tell you what, you're saved and you're going to heaven. And I just talked to the Father. He's even wrote your name down in the book. Which book is that? The Lamb's book, the book of life. Your name is in it. It's recorded and it can never be taken out. And I get to thinking on that. I said, well, my name's already written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He says, I'm not going to hell, I'm going to heaven. I'm promised a place there in heaven. But yet, I know all of that. And then I just turn around and I'll get up from my seat and I'll just say, well, I don't know if I'm going to go to church today. I think I'm going to just kind of stay home. I've worked all week. I'm tired. He said, I know you're tired. And I know you've worked all week. But you have had some sleep, haven't you? I sleep not. I don't go to sleep. My eyes is always open. My heart is always focused on you. My heart is always focused on you. And when you don't come to church, and when you are not there, when you know that you're supposed to be there, I weep. I just don't shed a tear for you, Donnie. I weep for you. I weep for you to where you can feel the tears coming from my eyes. We need to get back to the old-fashioned altar. And we have an old-fashioned altar here, I believe. I believe that was what Brother Poovey had. I believe that's what he had in mind when he put it here, when he built this right here, that it was an altar for God to be in, to answer the prayers of the people. You know, I don't know. I know the Lord Jesus is praying for us. Like I said this morning when he said over there when he was talking to Simon Peter. And Simon was just there, says, Lord, what am I going to do? Satan, he wants me. He wants me. He wants my body. He wants my life. He wants everything about me. He wants to sift me out. He wants to get me away from the prayer life that I had. He wants to sift me out to where I don't read your word anymore. Lord, He just wants me. He wants me to turn my back on you. And no doubt, Peter said, Lord, you know I don't want to do that. I've done it so many times before. I don't want to do it no more. And Jesus come back. And Jesus said this. Jesus said, Simon, Simon, hath thou not? Satan wants to sift you as wheat. He wants to get all what is will glorify me and to glorify my son. He wants to get all of that out of your life. He wants you to get back to what you was doing before. But he said, Peter, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. You're not going to give up your prayer life. You're not going to give up the reading your word, reading the word of God. You're not going to worry about giving me up and doing for me. You're not going to give all that up. And Simon Peter didn't say this. It's not recorded in the book. But I can imagine Simon Peter, big mouth Simon is, and he was, I tell you now, he just spoke his mind. He just spoke his mind. Now, I think we need to have some Christians today just to speak your mind. Just to speak our mind. We need to have some, Christians got to have some backbone to them. We don't have no Christians anymore that has a backbone. We have the weak Christians today that where if something comes their way and they don't like it and they don't like what they may have to say and everything, they get kind of weak. And they'll just turn about face, start walking in a brand new direction. We need to be stronger today than we ever have before. We need to be a stronger Christian today, and we need to speak out more today than what we did on the day after we got saved. After we got saved, what did we do? Hey, we loved everybody. We loved everybody. We want to tell everybody about Jesus. Right? I want to tell everybody about Jesus. But now, if I go up and down the road and if I need to stop by and see them. Then the next thing I know, Lord, I know you want me to go by and see them. I'm going to go this afternoon. The Lord says, okay now, you promised me you're going. And then I go. I go and I drive up. Me and Brother Bill or me and my wife will drive up. And they may be sitting in the car while I get out and go up there and knock on the door to see if anybody's at home. Oh yes, there's two cars there, but that don't mean nothing no more. What people do now, they're just going, turn the TV up a little louder, and they're going talking or whatever they're doing. They don't care anymore. But then, some may come and open that door. And when they come out and when they introduce themselves and tell them, ask me who I am and everything, they got that can of beer in the hand or a bottle of beer in the hand. Which I can't say nothing about it. Because see, I'm on their property. And I'm on their porch. And I just knocked on their door. That right there is their castle. That is their domain. And we cannot go into someone's house and tell them, well, you should not be looking at that. You should not be drinking that. That right there is going to kill you. Guess what? They know that. They know that. It's all over TV. All over TV. If you take drugs, it's going to eventually kill you. If you drink a lot, either you're going to have a wreck and you're going to die your own self, or you're going to get out here on the highway and you will hit somebody else and somebody else is going to die. Somebody ends up dying when they get into all of that. But see, I can't go and tell them that. And I shouldn't. Only thing I need to tell them, I know a man. I know a man personally. I know his name. I know exactly what he's done for me. And guess what? I did not have to give up one red thing. I didn't have to give up my smoking. I didn't have to give up my can of beer that I wanted to drink every day during the summer when I was out there mowing the grass. I didn't have to give that up. I didn't have to give up anything. God took it away from me. God wanted me to do something else in the place of what I was doing. And he can do the same for you. And he loves you. He loves you. He said, well, I can't come to church. I've thought about it. I've had other people invite me to church. And I can't come. I said, why? Why can't you come to church? They says, I can't come to church in the lifestyle that I'm living. Come to church and sit among the people there. I said, guess what? That's the kind of people that Jesus is looking for. The kind of people that Jesus is looking for. Oh, yes, and I could have said, well, I see where you're busy and everything. I see where you've got some company. You may have some company. So I just want to leave my name and everything, and I'll just come back one day, and when you're not so busy and don't have no company, and I'll talk to you then. I'll never go back. I'll never have another opportunity to go back. Why? Because I give up the most and the best opportunity that I had been given. If God gives you an opportunity to brag about Him, and brag about Him. I mean, if you go into Walmart, if you go into Lowe's, and if you're talking to people, and then you have somebody come up to you, says, you know what happened to me yesterday? You know, I went to church. You know, I go to church. Yeah. You know what happened to me yesterday? I said, what's that? He said, I come to find out that I really wasn't saved. And the Lord Jesus saved my soul. You know what we do as people? That's great. That's wonderful. We don't let the people know. We don't let the people know what's going on. Because see why? If we let the people know what's going on and what's just happened, then what will we do? We'll have either the manager or the store come and ask me to leave. But you know what I should do? I should lift my hands up toward heaven and I says, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Satan, there's one you're not going to get. There's one there you're not going to get anymore. You thought you had him, but you didn't have him. The Lord Jesus Christ has got him now. And we don't need to just lower our volume. We just don't need to lower our speech, because if we raise our voice, somebody say, "We, y'all not talk that loud. You're gonna probably hurt somebody's feelings." Well, if me speaking a little loud and what just happened, letting the people that are around know what just happened to that young man, that he just got saved. Yes, it may be some people that's upset with me. It may be some people that I may have hurt their feelings. But let me tell you what. A hurt feeling would just hurt for a while. But hell is for eternity. Hell is for eternity. But that hurt feeling And they think that we are just talking about them. No, I'm not. When I do something like that, I've been known to do it. They say, you shouldn't do that. You're getting too loud. Why not? Hey, did you know the couple that walked up beside us a few minutes ago and they just walked around? Did you hear them talking? Yeah. I said, did you hear the filthy words that come out of their mouth? Did you hear the words where they damn God? Did you hear them? I says, then if they're going to escort me from the building, I will leave on one condition. If the other individuals are escorted out too. See, they don't want to do that. If they do that, they're going to be losing a little money. Losing a little money. And they can't take that money with them. They can't even take it to hell with them. And we can't take our money to heaven either. Everything that you see that's on this body right here. Everything that you see from the top of my head to the bottom of my soul. Cannot go in to heaven. The only thing that's going to heaven is my soul. This body can't go. Why? Because it's corrupt. Why? Because it's had man's hands on it. Man has come in and they've done surgery on my knee. And they put an object in my body that should not be there. I don't worry about all of that. I don't worry about none of that. This old flesh of mine. This old soul of mine is going to come out of this flesh. And it's going to be just like to where the flesh just falls off and goes to the ground. Goes back to the earth. And then that's the only time that I'll ever be able to enter heaven. Do you have family members? Do you have friends that you know of? That you call them your friend? But they're not in church? Maybe they was in church one time and maybe they got saved then. I don't know. Neither do you. But if they got saved, why ain't they in church today? Why ain't they? It's not because of God. Maybe because of something we've done. Maybe it's something I've done that will cause my brother, my youngest brother, not to listen to me anymore and not hear the words of the Lord Jesus. It may be something that I said. Maybe just in an off. Just us just talking. And there may be a way that I brought that particular word out or sentence out or whatever. That he caught on it. He called it out. When it come out, he said, I knew. I just knew he wasn't nothing but a phony in there. Well, you can call me a phony all you want to. But guess what? I know one phony that's going to be there in heaven, and that's going to be me. You going to call me a phony? Fine. But I'm going to heaven. I know where I'm going. I know if I was to lay down right here, right now, and God takes every ounce of breath that I have in this body, take it out, stops my heart, stops my organs, stops my mind. Then the life-saving crew happens to come in. And they come up and they start taking my pulse. And then they start listening to my heart. And then they start pumping, putting compressions on my heart and everything, try to bring me back. But then they'll say, Sister Mahan, he's gone. He's gone. He cannot be brought back. He's gone. And I sure am sorry. I'm sorry. Now, maybe if we got here a little sooner, we could have helped him. No, it was my time to go. God took the old spinning wheel and he took that spinning wheel and wheeled it around like these people like hit bingo. When they go out and play bingo, they got their great big wheel out there and they got numbers in it. And they'll wind it up and everything. They'll turn it over there. And then the next thing they'll do, they'll go in and pick a number. He's unwound it up. He's turned it over and over and over again. He says, now, the lucky number today is number 33. Who's number 33? I look at my own. He said, well, I got a name on the backside of it. And his name is Don Stewart Mahan. Lives in Danville, Virginia, where he resided at 465 Jenny Lane. He's not with us no more. Hallelujah. Hey, you think once I get into heaven, you think I'm going to be one of these nuts like you got on TV and say, I went to heaven, I saw Jesus, and I saw the brightest light, and I seen the streets, and I seen all these people. And they just asked God, said, God, can I go back to where I came from? Can I go back to earth? But I got some unfinished business I need to take care of. First of all, God's going to say no. Second of all, the individual, he should want to say no. And all the Father has to do is to me, is come to me, and he says, Donnie, I got one or two things I'm going to offer you. I said, I don't want to hear anything about either one of them. No, I do not want to go back to where I just left. And no, and I don't have no unfinished business. And the reason I can say that is because I'm here with you. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. Now, God, I know, Father, that it's been a little long tonight, but
And Father, I do apologize for being long-winded, but I cannot apologize for thy word. And Father, what you asked me to say. So Lord, we pray, Father, that you'll speak to the individuals and help them, Lord, that they may not look at it the way that some people would look at it and say, well, I'm not coming back because he just preaches too long. Father, like I said, I apologize for the length of it, but I cannot apologize for your word. Now, Father, we ask God now that you would go with us this week. You would be with us. Father, that you may meet the needs of each one of these individuals tonight. Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, that as the Lord Jesus is praying for them, and as the Lord Jesus is praying for me, my prayer from the bottom of my heart, Lord, that you would just meet the needs of these people. And Father, and I do thank you for what you're doing here at Faith Baptist Church. I thank you, Father, for each and every business meeting we have. Father, that we don't have no disagreements. We don't have no arguments. Because, Father, I know of churches that has arguments over just spending just a little money. But, Father, we know where the wealth comes from. And the wealth comes from you, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you would help me. And, Father, help Brother Bill. That we can be good stewards when it comes to watching over your affairs. And Father, help us, Lord, that we will not spend the money unwisely. And Father, that we're going to spend it and we need to spend it. And we need to support more missionaries. And Lord, if the church this size, we know more people than what it has in it. I'm amazed at what this church can do. I'm amazed at what you're doing. I'm just amazed at what's going on here. And Lord, and I do pray, Father, that you would bring that soul in that needs to be in, that needs to come to church. You know who they are. You know exactly who they are, Father. And Lord, we know that if they just come and they just give it a try again. And Father, if they come to an old-fashioned altar and they just say, Lord, I really thought I got saved, but if I didn't, Lord, save me today. And help them, Lord, that they will dedicate their life to you. They can be able to dedicate their family, their children to you, Lord. Father, that's the only thing that we need. We just need individuals just to come in, a few individuals. And when they come in and they go out and they start witnessing and they start telling people about Faith Baptist Church, and they start telling people and what is going on down here, that if they want to come and hear the Word of God, they can come. We will not be able to have enough room to hold the people. I believe it, Lord. I believe you have something special that you have not revealed to us yet for Faith Baptist Church. And Father, I pray, Lord Jesus, when you reveal it unto me, when you reveal it to the people, we pray, Father, that your Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, that I will give him all the honor and all the glory, because it's all for him and what he has done for us. And as he's speaking to our heart, oh, Lord God, we need something here. We need a stirring of the Holy Spirit. Not just within the church, but Father, in the community. We need the Holy Spirit just to speak to their hearts. And just let them know that the Holy Spirit will just tell them, says, I know somebody that loves you. And that's the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves your heart. He went, he died for you. But friend, I want to let you know on something else too. The people that's down there at Faith Baptist Church, right down the road from where you live, they don't know you, and you don't know them. They love you. They don't want anything to interfere in your life. They don't want nothing to come into your life that will bring a shame and a reproach upon the Father. They love you. They want to see you just get in church. They want to see you get in church and get involved. And if you're not saved, they want to see you saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and what you're going to do. And I know, Father, that you're going to bring that individual in. I do not know when, but I believe it's going to be very soon. I believe it's going to be sooner than what I can even really think upon. Why? Because I'm putting all my trust in you, Father, and in your Son, Jesus Christ. And yes, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost. Father, we ask, Lord Jesus, you'll go with us this week. And Father, help us to speak to people. And Father, that we may be able to have an opportunity. Someone will have an opportunity to be able to take your word. Just tell them about the love of the Lord. That someone may get saved. I would love to hear about that. I would love to hear about it if someone gets saved in another church. I just love to hear where people's getting saved. I just love it, Lord. Because I know they're not going to die and go to hell. Yes, they're going to die. They're going to either go by the grave or they're going to go by the rapture. Oh, Father, help us, please. I'm begging tonight. I'm begging with a broken heart, Lord. I know some people that needs to be in church. And Lord, you know who they are. Oh, Lord Jesus. and speak to them. Speak to them with the kindness that only you have. Lord Jesus, we love you tonight. Thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah.